Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week you spoke about how God chose us and we're a week out from Advent. So it was a great preparation, Heartbeat, to prepare ourselves for Advent because I don't know about you, but every year it comes around and if you're not careful, it can be so easy to miss it.
Yes, to miss the first few weeks.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, yeah. And then you'd finish, you're like, okay. So this is great to be able to just get ourselves ready. And I thought it was a great Heartbeat in that sense to get us ready because it gives us perspective to come out Advent from, to remind ourselves that he has chosen us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was really struck actually by the last scripture that I brought up where it says in Haggai, I will make you like a signet ring for I have chosen you. And then I started reflecting about all the other scriptures where Jesus says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. But it's, you, I have made you like a signet ring. So I explained about this signet ring being back when I was a young girl, something that your family gave to you when you reached a certain age. And it was really, you look forward to that birthday. It was a special event, occasion, because it was like you were given the family emblem, say, even though maybe not everyone has a family emblem. But it was just significant. And God saying here, I will make you like a signet ring, meaning I've given you this my signet ring. You're part of my family heritage, inheritance. It just makes you understand this chosen thing way more. Way more. Think about what's the series out, you know, in the world at the moment called The Chosen.
Yeah.
It's not just talking about the chosen 12. It's not just talking about the disciples. It's talking about all of us are chosen. Because there's parts in it where the actor portraying Jesus says the word Mary to Mary Magdalene and she turns around and just Jesus saying her name, she was chosen. I saw the paralyzed man at the beautiful gate of the beautiful gate and was waiting for the water to dwell up with the Spirit. And he couldn't get in there because he felt like he couldn't help. No one was helping him. And the scene is Jesus comes in and basically says, you don't need that. You just need me. And by him saying that, he said, I've chosen you. Didn't use those words, but that's what he means.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
It makes me think of, you know, when you're younger and you get picked for something.
Yes.
I don't know, picked for a part in the play, picked soccer to be team. On the sport team. Yes. Yeah. Like just picked for something. You know what it feels like when you're chosen?
Yes.
Like it's a good feeling. Oh, wow, you've chosen me.
Yes.
And so I think if we can begin to think about it in this way, like, wow, like we can really personalize it. And I think having that perspective as we launch into Advent, that God has chosen me, if we can go, this is really personal.
Like, he's a personal sometimes, God.
But sometimes I think we can look at it just so broadly, this baby Jesus is coming into the world and we're excited about the gifts and the trees that we put up. And
or the rituals, or, you know, your particular faith might do different traditions and rituals and things.
Or even your family things. This is what we do on this day. Yes. This is what our family does on this
day. And that's important.
Of course it is, because God wants us to be in family and blesses family. But we can really miss the true deep meaning for ourselves individually that God has chosen us and this whole event of Jesus coming
is about us.
Yes.
Is about you. For about me. Yeah. About the next person. The next person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think this Heartbeat, if we can this week go, wow, you know, God, you chose me. If we can really reflect on that and personalize it, then it would open us up to a deeper Advent
of each week as you go through. If you go to Mass, they have different themes every week about Jesus coming for us.
And I'd like people to maybe share, did they get a signet ring when they were younger?
Mm.
Did they, like, you know, sometimes sons get them from their dads. And sometimes it's because they're in a football team and they get the same football club ring.
Yep.
It's still like it's a tradition passed on from their family.
Mm.
Were you selected in a team of some sort, in a drama, in acting, singing, choir, whatever it was? And did that make you feel special when you were chosen?
Mm.
Because all of those, if you share your story, encourages us to recognize more and more how God has chosen us, mm. way above being in a choir mm. or acting or wearing a signet yeah. ring, but his signet ring. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, it makes me also think, if we are able to understand more and more how much God chose us, then how does that change the way that we live our lives? How does that make us speak to other people? How does this make us think, knowing that I have been chosen?
But the next person's been chosen too.
Yes.
So you don't look down upon them mm-hmm. or disregard them, or because they're a different nationality or race or creed or whatever it could be, gender even, that they're less than. No, we've all been chosen.
Mm.
So we're all special, and we need to treat each the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So the weekly challenge I've written down for this week is to ask God for that new perspective this Advent.
Yeah.
That God will give you that perspective of being chosen, that he specifically came and chose you, that he sent Jesus just for you, and ask that God would give you this new perspective as we step into Advent. And we look forward to sharing this time with you over this next few weeks as we prepare for Christmas.
And share your stories with us. We would love to hear them.
That's it. We hope you have a really blessed week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.